What were you doing all day? Why were you here late?
What's up?
Why were you here late?
Dog, I was fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm setting him up for his...
His
customer service story.
My dude, I got a lot of damn errands going. Spent all day at customer service. AT&T, shouts out to my girl. She hooked it up. But most importantly, on the phone with Vitamix. And I want to say a sincere thank you to the Vitamix Corporation. They completely replaced a faulty blender top that I had.
But he accidentally ate the top of his blender.
That's not it just looks so delicious.
It didn't say in the instructions.
I thought it was dark chocolate.
I thought it was a dark chocolate cap.
Actually, what happened is I moved the shit. You know, I had to take my blender with me to New Orleans, boys.
Jesus Christ.
What? I'm trying to stay fucking healthy on the road, my
travel
bitch.
Travel with a blender.
Yes, I travel with my blender. What's the big deal, okay?
Jesus
It can't
Christ.
All be po' boys, Adam.
Can you imagine the four TSA agents that are, like, drinking with their friends, like, this week?
They're like,
I swear to God, the fat guy brought a fucking blender with him.
They don't know,
like,
what I look like.
Shut up, you're lying.
Wait, you checked it, hopefully.
Stop being mean.
You didn't carry it on.
I would have loved to carry it on, but I figured they would not allow me to.
Do you follow the TSA on Instagram?
No.
They always post it's a hilarious account, but they always post, like, funny stuff that they take from people out of people's carry-on luggage. And people, you know, they put the funniest shit in their bags.
Yeah, I saw one with, like, a bunch of throwing stars.
Throwing stars all the time. They do that, and then they'll profile a good TSA dog every couple of days. This is Rusty from, like, Milwaukee International. Yeah.
It's crazy that they have someone who's so good at social media, because they're fucking horrible.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually the most functional part of the entire operation.
They got a guy who knows memes.
Yeah. Their meme guy's good.
I'm about to get TSA pre-fucking approved, bro. Is that bad? It feels like I'm giving the government information.
I've thought about doing that. After that FBI thing happened, I was real worried about, like... fucking
no fly list shit.
Yeah, that kind of shit. And then the next time I went to the airport, they, like, waved me through.
Oh,
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But I mean, and I don't have, because, like, sometimes you can get pre-approved for free if you're, like, harassed by the government. You can, like, just apply for, you know, don't fuck with me anymore.
Right.
But I don't know if I got that.
I'm trying to get that.
People, like,
got almond skin stuck in my teeth.
People fucking hate the airport, and I don't get it. I think the airport's cool as shit.
I love the airport.
I love the airport.
I do too.
Yeah, you don't fly, like, enough.
I fly all the time.
As a businessman myself, I fly plenty. So.
I fly, like, probably five times. I mean, I can only see my parents if I fly, you know, and I see them at least three times a year. And they didn't sure as fuck don't come out here.
Your mommy?
Six whole flights.
Yeah.
But probably more than that.
I've already flown probably 13 times this year. And we're only halfway through the year.
Oh,
well,
fuck.
That's cool.
Let's pull out our flight dicks.
But some people fucking hate it. My friend, he recently got married. He's on a group.
What about Europe?
It's longer.
Doesn't matter.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's still one flight.
No, it's two.
All right.
Switching over. And actually, you know what? Flying from here to Boston.
Yeah, but this is the pro shit. Here to LA, you go here, Orlando, 9.5-hour layover.
I remember this.
Is that JetBlue
this
special?
This is hilarious. Yeah. This motherfucker really did that shit.
9-hour layover?
Yeah,
just because I don't check. Like, I trust fucking Expedia to not, like...
You didn't even go to Universal Studios or anything?
I had time to. I regretted
you
not doing
it. You could have done some Orlando.
Dude, it was like hour
shit.
One. I was like, I could probably go to Disneyland right now if I wanted to.
But you have to move
and
then.
And then it was already like an hour and a half in. I'm like, fuck, I don't have any time. Mm-hmm. And then it was like 4 hours in. I'm like... Okay, I totally had enough time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I still technically have enough time now. I'm like, I should go. And then it was like 6 hours in. I'm like, God damn it,
fuck,
dude.
Fuck, dude.
When it was 4.5 hours in.
Yeah.
Could have gone.
Could have at least
goofy,
gone.
You know,
at least gone to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Get my picture with
Yeah, they always have that
Cinderella.
that street walk area in, like, Disneyland and
City
and
Walk, dude.
City Walk, yeah. And they're like trying to make it the most rockin' place for millennials to hang out with, get drunk at. And it's always like a
Blues Brothers restaurant.
Yeah, the Blues Brothers restaurant.
The House of Blues.
Yeah. That's what the young urban is like.
You have to be the biggest fucking loser to be a 28-year-old that's like, let's go hang out at Disneyland City Walk.
Why?
Like, with our friends.
Why would you have to be a loser?
It doesn't sound fun.
Shout out to the mentally disabled man who listens to this show that it adores City Walk, who we would never disrespect. I don't know why Adam would call you a loser. Sorry. Brian.
I don't think you're a loser.
Brian,
I think you're cool.
Spelled like brain.
BB listens to the show. But my friend, he like accidentally texts his mother-in-law, like she's like about to get on the plane, and he said, "Have fun." And his like whole in-laws were mad at him for texting "have fun," because they're like, "What about airports and flights is fun?" They're like people that hate airlines that much. And
there are some people that hate traveling. I guess I sort of get it. I know people who have to get fucking pilled up just to fucking take a bus ride, dude.
Dude, honestly, I fucking despise flying because it's not the airport. I know how to get through TSA pretty quickly and I can get to my gate. The problem is that like being on a plane is fucking disgusting. It's not. It's uncomfortable. The air's dry. You know, dude. Yeah. I've taken 3 or 4 red eyes this year.
Ugh.
And
I'm taking one back next week.
It
sucks.
It's grueling. I'm tired. I've been jet lagged for like 6 months. People don't understand how hard I work. I wake up now like 3-4 p.m.
And that's because of the jet lag from 4 months ago,
from when I got back in February.
Dude, I get it. I get that.
Damn, dude, I'm sorry. That's a really bad case of jet lag.
This sucks.
People don't think I don't have health insurance, so I can't get it fixed.
Yeah,
we've become what we hate, which is like we've attained a certain level of success in comedy where we complain about it.
Excuse me, I have never hated that.
Was that?
I've never
think
hated.
It's cool. When
I always did. When a D-level headliner would march in to Chuckle Fucks and say, I need more napkins. Why aren't there enough napkins in the green room? I would be like, that man is a hero.
I think
that's my idol right there. Is the drum comic.
When like a...
You remember that guy's headshot?
I don't remember you remember the coach?
Drum comic.
There was all these shitty comics, headshots on the wall at Wiseacres, and there was one that was a guy with just drumsticks.
Yeah.
There was the drum comic.
And the coach, who we've talked about before. Yeah. He was wearing a helmet for some reason.
I love when at comedy clubs,
there was a woman,
Peanut, the puppet for Jeff Dunham, has his own headshot at a lot of comedy.
Something.
I've
never seen that. Tammy something, who was a little person.
Nice.
And her headshot was her next to a man's pair of legs, so you could get a sense of scale.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, you could tell from her face.
That's a blowjob.
Right? Right, exactly. I'm not going to see a midget's face and be like, is that a normal-sized person? That looks like a normal... I was probably a tall man.
I need something to put it in perspective.
What's wrong with that lens distorting her normal face that way?
Her normal hands.
Oh, fuck. I tried to find Willow on iTunes. I couldn't.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Speaking of midget or little person media, have you seen Little People of Atlanta?
No.
Shit rocks, dude.
What is that?
It's just exact... It's like every
dumbass...
Is it
black midgets?
There's some of them are black. And one looks like an evil Muppet.
Ian Salmon's brother who would come to Japanese sometimes?
No.
He has a brother that's like a Jamaican midget.
Whoa!
Like dreads.
Whoa. No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yes. Ian Salmon?
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking rocks, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he would be like, this is my brother, so, you know. It could just be some guy he met at CVS.
Do you remember that show on TLC?
Well, every Jamaican with dreads is related. They're brothers.
What's that?
Every Jamaican with dreads is
a
brother.
Do you remember that show on TLC? Little People,
Big World.
Yeah.
And then the family.
Remember they had a kid that was like normal size?
One was normal, and the other one, who was the cool one, was
the cool one. Exactly.
Was a midget.
Yeah. He was cool as shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. See, I caught up after that they were like, you know what? Let's pretend. Let's drop the pretense of like this is a regular show. We're just gonna do the shitty drama shows, but with midgets, and that's what the blank little
it's
people
scripted.
Of. It's awesome, dude. No, it's like the Real Housewives, but just with little people. And
they're all married to successful NFL players.
They're like, I didn't come here to make friends, nor did I come here to ride on the roller coasters. I came here to win.
Two of them look. There's these two twins in Little People of Atlanta, and they just look like sexy ass babies. It fucks with your head, dude, because they're like,
wow,
these look like babies, but they have titties. And I don't know how to feel about it. But legally, I guess you could have sex with them. Do you have to get a license? How does that work?
No.
Wasn't there a Jenny Jones episode whether it was like men who date women who look way too young, and it's like, you know, women with like growth deficiencies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it was like, you know, a woman that's like, I'm 37 years old, but she like looks 8.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the guy's like, we're in love.
I mean, I guess that's a positive way of dealing God, with that community.
What a jackpot that man.
Oh my God, dude. Why aren't there fucking pedophile dating sites like this? That's how we can fix this problem.
Why aren't there pedophile dating
sites? No, not with children. With people with fucked up hormones
That's
or whatever.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant. Hormones. It's a solution. I'm trying to figure
it's
something out.
It's called Kinder.
That's great.
Oh, fuck. Hell yeah, dude. Meet up at the garden.
Is it OK Cupid, but OK stands for Oshkosh?
Fuck, dude.
I mean, I've, you know, genuinely speaking, that is like probably the worst hand to be dealt in life is to be someone that wants to fuck
it's
kids.
It's worse than being fucked by as a child by someone who wants to fuck kids.
Well, a lot of times they were.
That's true.
What, you mean women who can't grow to a normal size? That's what mocks the men.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying, Adam.
There's that
I'm
town
over here,
in Florida.
No, I'm over here trying to figure this out.
What?
It's either Dr. Oz or Dr. Drew, or maybe it was Dr. Phil. It was one of the doctors who aren't really doctors.
Dr. Phil is probably the best doctor in all of America.
Yeah, and that women who were like molested as children, that's why whatever age a woman was molested at...
That's Dr. Drew.
That's her voice stays that...
That's Dr. Drew. That's an old Loveline theory.
Yeah, is that that's
really?
Because every time a girl with like a squeaky voice would call up on Loveline, they'd be like, "When were you molested?" Just like Adam Carolla would cut her off and be like,
"Hang on a second, who fucking touched you?"
And Dr. Drew is like a like an extra piece of shit. I used to think he was cool and loved.
Yeah, I haven't. That's what people say, and I totally believe it. But it's hard because I remember just my childhood. I would listen to Loveline, like in sixth grade, and they just those guys meant a lot to me, bro.
He had that celebrity rehab show, which had Nick's close personal friend on it.
Tom Sizemore.
Yeah,
my close personal friend, whoever played Kaneki in Grease, was also in it.
Oh yeah, he's dead though.
No, really?
Tom Sizemore unfollowed me.
Damn, bro.
Did he?
Should we go fuck him up? Where does he live?
In Hollywood.
Let's go fuck him up.
He lives in Los Angeles County Jail. He's in the new Twin Peaks. I'm very happy to see Nick's old personal friend working again. He's great in it.
Rekindle my friendship you with could, Tom bro. Sizemore.
Just send him an email or something.
Yeah. I should.
Yeah, send him an email.
It's definitely
have his email address.
Dear
right?
Tom Sizemore, it's Ricky from the Pen. Remember me?
He's in so many of my favorite movies: Black Hawk Down, fucking Heat. He's really good at being a pretend machine gun guy.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, he fucking rules.
I could shoot a machine gun.
I don't know. There'd be too many ripples.
No, that's what's
fat.
Good about it. You see it. You see the waves.
You see the waves.
You can really feel.
Yeah,
you get a jacked guy shooting a machine gun. Who gives a fuck? You can't even tell. You get a fat guy, I'm fucking rippling. You're like, that's a powerful fucking gun.
That's only if it's shot in slow motion.
That two machine gun thing.
That's why you got to be real fat.
That two machine gun thing is a complete fake. You can't fire two machine guns in both hands.
I could.
I've seen videos of that.
People. What do you mean two machine guns? You mean assault rifles?
Two people firing. Yeah, maybe assault rifles. Yeah,
I could do it. No problem.
Stallone used to do it.
I love when gun nerds get mad about that shit. They're like, first of all, it's a clip, not a magazine.
Yeah, yeah. They're like the gun Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, yeah. Guns don't have clips. They only have. First of all, it's a double barrel, full metal jacket. Okay, you got to learn the words before you criticize my
stupid hobby, bitch.
Yeah.
It's like exactly the same as like, that is not what the holodeck does.
Yeah. Oh, it's the same shit. Yeah.
First of all, Captain Picard would never do that.
Yeah. It's like you took the cool. Look, guns are gay, but they're cool because they kill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've taken that away.
That's
by
the only reason
a
no,
gun
should be
cool
illegal
because they're loud.
They should be legal is because they kill people. All the other reasons, you should make them illegal because nerds like them.
Ah. It's fun. It's fun to shoot stuff. You know, like little.
It
cans
would be cool if
stuff.
There were guns that like just didn't kill people.
Have you shot a gun before?
I've never shot a gun.
I've never shot a gun either.
Really?
Have you?
Of course.
We should go shooting sometime. I read a New York Times article a couple of months ago about the gun range in Manhattan. It's the only gun range in the city.
Yeah.
And it's like, it, the headline was like, last bastion of conservative politics in like New York City. Mm-hmm. And the dudes like have all these 9/11 posters and shit. Yes. And they're like, this is our fucking safe haven. This is our safe zone.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We should go there, dude. And just fire off some fucking
and kiss each other and
AKs and then start fucking
start
each other.
Each other off
and then that'll be a social experiment.
Be like, yeah, that would be a social experiment. We go, here's what we do: we put on burkas and we go.
Oh.
And then they're like, "Can I want to? You know,
yeah,
can I do
yeah.
my Second Amendment rights and see what they say."
Probably they would have no problem with it.
Well, Nick, that's what we're gonna find out.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So that's the plan. Actually,
how many of those social experiment videos actually just involve someone putting on a burqa?
Yeah.
Pretty much all of them
are racist. Everything is just being
They're
racist.
All Saudi Arabian kids, like millionaire Saudi Arabian kids living in America.
Yeah.
Ain't a lot
but
of
that plane guy that's like, I'm going to count down in Arabic.
Fuck that guy.
Who's like, you go to his account and he had like 9 other videos where I'm going to level a gun at a synagogue and see see who gets mad at me.
He did one where he was like, I'm going to beat a woman. I'm gonna like punch my girlfriend with her not wearing a hijab, and then I'm gonna punch her with her wearing a hijab. Mm-hmm. And then like people didn't stop for the hijab lady, but stopped for like the hot lady without.
Well,
one.
You know that could be a man in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a ghost.
You don't know.
Or a beekeeper.
It could be a ghost.
It could be a ghost. Yeah, a ghost is
that man is defending
him.
Himself from a ninja. I applaud that man for standing up to that ninja. Wanted to steal his magic beans or whatever they're after. Protecting his rice
ghost
paper.
Ninja. Yeah, he's got a dragon talisman from Jackie Chan Adventures. You guys remember Jackie Chan Adventures?
Yeah, it was a good show.
A shinobi.
Nice Sunday morning cartoon.
Saturday
morning.
You
Sundays I was in,
you
in church.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's Italian for guy that messes up the days.
Yeah,
they got a word for every dumb thing you can do.
Classic.
What's this guy? He's a fucking Blasio over here.
The guy that wipes front to back or back to front.
Back to front.
Yeah, that's who you are.
Yeah, you get you get shit on your balls out of
I wipe seated.
Yeah, but you go back to front and get your balls all shitty.
No, I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
How long till you think before he buys you a squatty potty or one of those bolt-on bidets?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'd love to hate. I'd love to hate on that idea, but you just said it, and I want that combo.
Never.
I need a damn bidet, brother. Come on, well, what's wrong with a robot?
Call me old-fashioned, but I think I know how to shit at this point in my life, and I don't need any changes.
You're wrong, dude. You don't know how to shit. It would change your life. It would revolutionize.
How many times have you been eating a pussy and you smell a little poop on the butt and it ruins the experience?
What?
That doesn't
almost
happen?
Almost never.
It happens all the time for me.
Maybe I'm fucking
with some
dirty
nasty ass girl.
Yeah.
It's a girl with a rectovaginal fistula, which we mentioned before.
Yeah, we have.
When it becomes one big asshole.
Yeah.
That's actually what Adam's asshole is.
Well, it's not when it becomes one big asshole. It's when there's a secret passage from the ass to the pussy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you get to it? Is it like you have to jump at the first green tunnel?
Well, you basically, what's cool about that is you can stick your dick into the pussy and then have it loop back and come out the asshole. And then you just play the Benny Hill theme. Fuck that girl.
Damn, that would be so funny if that really happened.
Yakety sacks out of her mouth and her nose.
Yeah, it's coming out her ears. Yeah. It's coming out every hole.
And then she starts playing, what's the shit with gophers? Whack-a-mole with your dick?
Yeah. What's the shit with gophers?
I came up with it. You know?
You got it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it's like,
huh?
Nothing.
It's not gophers, it's moles. Is that what you're
going
to say?
But I didn't say it.
Well, bitch, I knew what you were going to say.
That's why we're such good friends. I hope someone looks it up and finds out that it is gophers.
It might be. Maybe moles. I mean, it's called whack-a-mole. Gophers. They're probably the same thing.
Yeah.
I've never seen a mole or a gopher.
I've seen
gophers.
You have?
Yeah. Groundhogs and shit. Uh-huh. Prairie dogs.
Prairie dog.
Prairie dog companion.
That's a funny term.
That shit, but Prairie Home Companion is the worst shit of all time, dude.
Yeah, Garrison Keillor sucks.
Yeah, fuck him, dude. Fuck him in his fucking raspy old man voice.
I used to.
How about like a Dundalk version of Garrison
now
Keillor?
Now we're talking.
And then they went into the restaurant, and they both got raped. The end.
Yeah, I don't know enough about NPR. Prairie Home Companion to make that joke.
It's like all Midwestern like fucking jokes. They're funny if you're like from the Midwest and you're like, oh, that is true. We do get breakfast or, you know, whatever, whatever the fuck happens in the Midwest.
I think it's something about a lake. He's like out on a lake.
That's the setting of all of it.
That's the setting.
Stupid bullshit Midwestern town. Yeah.
Mm. It's funny. Robert Altman directed that movie, the Prairie Home Companion movie.
It's funny because, like, you know, New Yorkers and people from Texas get like a rap for like, oh, they're obsessed with where they're from or whatever. Yeah, bragging about
Midwesterners, you know, are like that too.
Midwesterners are the fucking worst. Yeah. Everything they do or say relates to, well, you know, I'm Midwestern. Or they're like people. It's like Boston. It's as bad as Boston.
Yeah.
With fucking not being able to shut the fuck up about how this relates to some sort of Midwestern pattern of behavior or
reason. It might be Chicago worse. Say they're Midwestern. It's like, no, you live in like a major metropolitan.
Right. And if you were like talking about Chicago, that's fine because it's a big city with like a history to it.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit about what like van manufacturing town you're from in the middle of Michigan.
Oh, you got a Carrabba's last year.
Right.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, you went to Papado's once.
Yeah, fuck that shit. And it's even worse when, because they'll move here or wherever.
Yeah,
and then it's like they want both sides. You know, it's like that folksy bullshit plus I'm from a big city or whatever the fuck. Unlike us big city fucking brawlers, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Baltimore bad boy, you know. I've never been from such a shitty place.
I'm from a cool shitty city. I'm from Vegas.
Shitty. My thing is I'm from the internet. I'm from I transcend geography.
My man lives in the in those zeros and ones.
Yeah.
What's that shit called?
The Matrix.
It's called whack-a-mole.
What's binary code?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, there's two kinds of... there's 10 kinds of people in
this
world.
Great would it be if, like, when
people
they invented computers...
They invented
computers, like, instead of ones and zeros, they called it male and female. And then now that was just... Until now, they still called it that. And then we had to get rid of computers because it was racist towards gender.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It would have to be male, female, and
that's the science fiction movie I'm working on.
Damn, dude. That's a spooky alternate reality, dude. Talk about a fucking... I'm really struggling to come up with words. What's the word I'm trying to... when it's like a fucked up future? Dystopian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm back on the Adderall diet today for the first time in a while. You know,
it doesn't make you smarter at all.
No, I'm just not eating enough, so I'm not fucking
thinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It actually slows you down in that way. It slows me down that way. Because you're eating into the mic.
I need some fucking I need some fucking meat.
They get mad about that.
Who's they?
My mouth is closed. Well, I'm not eating into the mic. And it's all
my Adam, you're eating into my ass.
I would love to.
You want to take a couple swipes?
It would be my honor, sir.
Yeah, bro. So I shout out to the Vitamix Corporation. I also...
That's very nice of them.
I love them, dude.
What's the warranty? So even if you get the refurbished Vitamix...
So wait, you called them up and you said...
What's going on? Why are you doing that?
My blender broke.
What?
And they said, okay, sir, we get this call a lot. Was it New Orleans or Orlando?
I put too much ice cream in my blender. And it turned the milkshake hot. It was too long and I got mad and I threw it. Can you guys please give me another one? Because I haven't had a milkshake in a long time. I'm getting cranky. Yeah, dude. And then I was hitting up my Greek relatives trying to plan the trip out. Mm-hmm. And I forgot that my nickname for all my Greek relatives is Lil Fatty. It's a word that translates to Lil Fatty.
Wait, when you're... Oh, your relatives in Greece.
Yeah, they call me Khodrouli.
Khodrouli.
That's not a nickname. That's an insult.
Yeah, that's my nickname. No, I know. My nickname is... I'm saying my family disrespects me.
Oh, yeah, it's like a cute name they call me. It's the N-word.
That'd be a cute, cute SoundCloud rapper name. Lil Fatty?
Lil Fatty?
Yeah.
That's me, dude. I'm Lil Fatty.
Yeah.
Candy Lips, Lil Fatty. Oh, those are my AKAs. Khodrouli.
Mine are James Bond, Jason Bourne,
Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Amber's got a burrito. Damn, I'm hungry as shit, dude.
Dude, I love burritos.
Thomas
my
the Tank Engine.
Mm,
which
yeah.
people, they think he's gay, but you forget that he is a full-size train. Thomas will fuck your ass up, dude.
It's like true. In a sexual context?
Yeah, go pull your ass into the fucking... Pull your ass onto the tracks and see
at,
what happens.
At 15 miles an hour, he could end your life.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's wearing one of those like dildo helmets. You seen those? Or a strap? Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the Thomas the Tank Engine episode where he finally loses it because everyone keeps calling him autistic and he fucking drives into the elementary school?
I thought it all took place at a train station.
It takes place on a fantasy island called... Fuck. I'm trying to remember.
Hawaii?
It's an island that has like a weird... It has a weird name.
Gullah Gullah?
Are yeah, it's people? Gullah Gullah Island. He's a Caribbean train. We gotta get these spliffs right near the beach.
What was
Quick,
it?
Thomas.
Do you remember Gullah Gullah Island? They had that giant frog that like used to like hang out with that family.
This is Adam's favorite show he watches this morning.
I always thought
Adam only watches shows for babies. That's
no, apparently, by the way,
know.
That was not when we were children.
Yeah.
Gullah Gullah Island was like when we were in high school.
Of course it was when we were kids.
Adam watches Dora now.
It was when we were literally 15.
No, it was Nick Jr. when we were kids.
No.
Absolutely not.
Of course it was.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm right. I'm like not even insecure about this.
Adam watches baby shows.
This new line of insult.
Yeah, you beat off to the word man. Remember
this
that?
New line of insult has gone too far.
You're a fucking baby.
I've never stood up
you
for
like
myself.
You like watching the baby
Gullah Gullah motherfucking island. That shit was on
definitely
in the 90s.
Shit,
oh, damn.
Accusing other people of being babies.
Babies, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it was released in 2007.
I remember being in first grade and like I had a Mickey Mouse shirt that I couldn't wear anymore because it was gay. Like, I can't wear that shit. It's fucking gay. It's for babies.
Dude, I got that.
That sucks, dude.
My grandma in middle school.
I remember I had a White Sox shirt, and I wasn't a White Sox fan. I just had the shirt, but like the S overlapped the lowercase E, and so it looked like sex. And some girl told on me for wearing the shirt.
That's cool.
Should we go fuck her up? Do you know what her name was?
No,
let's
I don't.
Dox her.
Hayden Panettiere. Yeah, my grandma got me this t-shirt when she was on vacation in Prague that said the Melody of Prague on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid in my middle school said, what's your shirt say? The Melody of Faggot?
He was right.
Solid.
Yeah. Do you remember his name? Can we send him
$20?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Invite him on the
really,
show.
It hurt
to
my
replace
feelings.
You so you can go home and watch fucking
Gullah Gullah.
Blues Clues. Or
it hurt my feelings. Did you ever get beat up by a girl?
No.
No, what?
Never.
I'm guessing you did?
No, I almost did. These two Chola girls who were seniors in my high school when I was a freshman, and they were like fucking terrifying. They did that like Dave Chappelle Mad Real World shit where they were like,
"Why
are
you looking
at
me? Are
you eyeballing me? Yeah, why are you looking at me?" And I was like, "I'm not looking at anything."
You're like,
I was like probably like 5'2" at that
Hell
point,
yeah.
You know. And they were scary as shit. They had long ass nails. And then I remember, you remember the wet hair
just
look?
Wearing your Velcro shoes and your fucking Barney and Friends sweatpants.
You remember when girls
wear t-shirt?
You had a normal sweatband.
No, dude, I had cool shit on. But no, you remember when girls
were 17 years old.
Girls would put too much gel in their hair and make it wet looking. They do like...
Mm-hmm.
Wet hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like these girls, like they're like, "I'm gonna kick your ass," and I was like fucking terrified, and I avoided them for the rest of the year. But they
were you mad because their gel got on your Muppet Baby socks?
Muppet Babies?
Yeah,
I don't believe in Muppet Babies.
I think I wish I knew more about baby television that I never watched so I could diss you by mentioning it. But unfortunately, I have no knowledge of any such shows.
First of all, Muppet Babies did rock, though.
I never seen an episode of Muppet
Babies.
That
shit was cool. They all grew up together, it turns out. I don't know if it's canonical.
Kermit was a tadpole?
No, he was just a little ass frog.
He was just
everyone
a small
was little,
frog?
Dude. Yeah, I don't think it's canonical because I don't think they grew up together. In the actual shit, but in Muppet Babies, they all lived in
they
a
just,
nursery.
Didn't they just fire the voice of Kermit
for what?
For N word?
No, he would like send fucked up emails to everybody, and they fired him.
Wait, isn't Frank Oz the voice of Kermit?
No. No, Jim Henson was the voice. And then Jim Henson died in like fucking, I don't know, 1990.
Jim Henson's dead?
He's been dead for a long
time. Yeah, he died in like 1991 or something.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then it went to some other guy, and then the other guy became a diva or whatever. So he was like just sending fucked up emails to people after things. And mm-hmm. he disputes that. He says like, no, I was just offering constructive criticism.
I remember my friend's mom was like, yeah, let me tell you boys a story about bullying. She was like, there was a little boy in class and he used to wear a puppet on his hand and everyone in the school would call him a fucking loser. And then he grew up and you know who he became? Frank Oz, AKA Yoda, AKA the co-creator of the Muppets. Then me and my friend were like, yeah, he sounded like a massive loser. That's cool.
Frank Oz was...
Can you imagine some...
Frank Oz was Yoda and the guy from the Muppets?
Ramin Nazer used to have this fucking... I don't even know if he like did it more than once. So he has this like joke about like, you know, it's like, it's so good that it's finally... Now the nerds are successful and they tell you not to make fun of the nerds when they're growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
But now the nerds are grown up and guess what? The older, fatter versions of your girlfriends are ours.
That's a great joke. Great, yeah.
What was up with Gonzo just having a dick for a nose and wanting to fuck chickens? That was his whole shit, was he wanted to fuck chickens.
Well, he was also a stuntman too.
But why does he want to fuck chickens, dude?
Well, did he want to fuck them?
Yes.
I don't remember.
I don't think he ever said, I want to fuck these chickens.
It was very obvious that he was trying to fuck chickens, which is a strange thing in a children's show.
Well, it's weird that Gonzo wasn't necessarily any type of animal. You know, the rest of them were frogs and pigs.
He was Hunter S. Thompson, right? He was supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. He was supposed to be Dr. Gonzo. Yeah, he was on LSD the whole time.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm trying to get that poster from my room. I'm getting a real room, boys. I'm out of the cubby.
You finally twisted your roommate's arm.
No, he asked me. Thank you very much, Nick.
You're getting a Fear and Loathing poster for your bedroom.
Dude, I'm trying to deck it out. Fear and Loathing.
Dude, we're 30. We can't have posters anymore.
Fear and Loathing. I'm getting a Rocky poster. I'm getting.
Dude, is Lewis learning how to skateboard?
Yeah,
yeah. What's the thing with the skateboard?
No, he's like learning how to skateboard.
He periscopes from the skateboard.
Yeah.
Which is, I want Lewis to die that way. I really want him to die on fucking Third Avenue.
On a penny board.
Periscoping on a fucking mini skateboard.
Yeah, why does he always have a gay obsession every other
anyway,
week?
Anyway, get those hearts going, dude. Yeah.
Splat. It was spinners. Now we're at penny. Now I think it's a full size. He's worked his way up from penny to nickel to full size.
Well, it's because his childhood was so terrible. He needs to, yeah, you know.
Yep. But it's strange to skateboard at this. You sent a DM. What do you got there, Nick?
Joe Robinson is texting me about
about what?
About a friend of ours.
Dying or something?
No.
Just a normal text?
I wonder which friend it is of ours.
No. It was what we talked about on the last one.
I know. I assumed it was about that friend.
A friend of the families.
Yeah, yeah. One of our favorites.
Yeah, one of our guys.
One of our guys from back Maryland. The Maryland.
It's about Mickey, I guess. He's correcting me on how much money Mickey had.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I thought you were talking about Tom Myers.
No. Tom, I would just mention.
Yeah. Yo, how about that strip club video, dude?
That strip club video is great.
Yeah, it's last night I found the link to that Sapphire's. Yeah, I went down a deep Tom YouTube rabbit hole. There's one where he's at this strip club in Sapphire in Vegas called Sapphire's, which my friend's dad used to be the accountant for when I was growing up. Yeah,
that's the only way they let Jews into the strip
club. She was like really annoying, actually. She was like, I'm a feminist. I'd be like, your dad is the accountant for whores. One time in history class, I fucking hated this bitch.
Oh, I guess, yeah, because I asked him. I said, I thought he was making good money. And he was like, he was. And the vape shop was successful.
It was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for him. I don't know. I guess
one time she got mad at me in history class.
You just blew all that money. I don't know. I don't know how that happened. So anyway, back to the TV I'm upgrading to. When I get rid of this piece of shit.
What happened in history class?
This girl got mad at me because I was like, Stalin's an asshole. And she goes, I'm Russian.
What?
I'm like, that makes absolutely no sense. You stupid bitch. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she went to Wellesley and she's like a fucking lawyer now. Anyway, but
good fuck.
Same
her.
College as Mrs. Shrillery Clinton, by the way.
Nice. Wellesley?
Anyway, so yeah, there's a video of Tom performing at Sapphire's.
Guys, just go look up the video because it's not going to be.
I'm not going to sum it up. I'm not going
to. Adam's going to derail the show by trying to tell you what.
I'm not. I'm just saying that it exists.
Stop touching those wires, please.
I'm not touching any wires.
So you're getting bigger TV, my dude. It's happening.
No, I'm just fucking around.
You want?
I'm
to,
getting
though.
That Chinese.
Of course,
TV.
I want to. I want to buy the Apple Watch. There's like a bunch of problems I have.
Why?
Wanting to buy the Apple Watch is like the test of like whether or not somebody else should be managing your money for you. If you fucking ever have the impulse to buy the Apple Watch, you should put all your money in a fucking trust. It should be kept in a cage.
It's so fucking stupid.
It's
yeah, like
it's
what
so
is the
worthless.
Point?
It's so fucking worthless. I went into the Apple store today and I was looking at it again and the fucking the salesman was like, pretty cool, huh? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't do anything. And I was like, how much is this one?
And it's literally $350, right?
Way more than that, dude.
Really?
The base one is like $350. If you want the original Apple Watch, which is a piece of shit. It's basically like a beta testing device.
Yeah, yeah.
The base level Series 2 watch is $399. And then if you get the
what regular, the fuck,
and that's for the women's watch. If you get like
it's worth it, so you don't
so
have
it's
to
pink.
Look
the
in
man's
your
watch
pocket.
Costs more, and it's fucking nice. That one's like
obviously it costs
77
more.
Cents on the dollar.
Yeah, it's like that one's like $460, and then if you want the like not the the rubber fucking band on
oh,
it.
Oh, you
so,
the bands cost more.
The bands cost way more, dude.
Oh yeah,
the
you can get like
fuck?
Designer bands.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
You can get,
the
like,
Milanese band,
bands
the Milanese band, which is just like the base, not shitty band, is an extra $200. So you're talking about if you want a watch that looks. Okay, an Apple Watch that looks okay, it costs you about $700.
To just not, when you get it,
to not reach in your pocket.
To touch your wrist instead of going to your pocket.
People don't know this shit, though. When the Series 1 came out, which is a garbage piece of technology, mm-hmm. It doesn't, it does nothing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have GPS in it. So, I mean, these things are marketed as like fitness devices. If with that, because it doesn't have GPS in the watch, if you go for a fucking run, mm-hmm. you have to bring your phone with you. And then you have the phone and the watch.
Yeah, what the
and
fuck is the
just
point?
Take the fucking watch off and bring the phone.
Yeah. Yo, so, that shit sucks.
Yeah, so they had those because the Apple Watch Edition is like the designer version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Apple Watch Edition for the Series 2 costs $1,250.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But
why?
Well, their thinking was like, if you bought a Rolex, that's $30,000.
Right, right,
but that's
right.
like a Rolex.
Yeah,
you know?
It's cool.
And a Rolex
it'll
does...
It'll maintain value for 40
right, exactly.
years.
You're only going to buy one Rolex your entire fucking life. It's not like, the Rolex 2.0.
You will. Like
now you can connect
bitch.
It to your TV or whatever.
I have 12.
No, you don't have any. You don't even know how to tell time.
Yeah, huh? It's
you're watching baby shows with Adam. And
what?
Yeah,
no.
That's right.
Nice. No, I don't watch baby shows.
Nice.
My man got a Velcro watch because he doesn't know how to open a wallet.
One time I got this.
like a grown-up can't open a wallet. He's
I
got
had
a
this
fucking
weird
Velcro
roommate
watch.
In D.C. and I got
his,
a...
His wallet's got a button on it.
I got a Casio watch.
Wouldn't
that
be harder than most wallets?
No. It'd be easier for babies.
Oh man,
dude! Cockfield had a last time I saw Cockfield. He still has like a Velcro like
hell
Quicksilver
yeah.
wallet.
Hell yes, dude!
That's cool.
No, it's not. It'd be cool if I did it.
Well, I can't wait for tomorrow, guys. That's when our special surprise arrives in the mail.
Really?
Yeah, mine does.
Hell,
you didn't
yeah.
get the email?
No, I haven't all checked. Right. I've been very busy getting called fat by my Greek relatives.
What's it going to be like?
Wait,
when
wait hold
there,
on.
Man.
The Apple Watch. Back to the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So the Apple Watch 1, they had an Apple Watch edition. That's what they call their like fancy watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
what they called it, the Apple Watch edition.
It's called Apple Watch the Apple Watch, and then there's the Apple Watch Nike Sport or whatever. Mm. There's the Apple Watch Hermes, which is like a step up in between the regular Apple Watches and the fucking Apple Watch edition.
Hermes.
Yeah, it's nice. it's got a leather band. And then there's the fucking Apple Watch Edition, which is the ceramic one that costs $1,250. But the first Apple Watch, the Series 1, the edition version of that, which they discontinued, was made out of gold and it cost $10,000.
What the fuck?
And now it's like, it's worthless. It's a discontinued piece of electronics. Yeah.
God damn. What? They completely fucked that up, dude.
I wasn't listening. Yeah, it's Hermes, actually.
Yeah, whatever it's just some designer.
Hermes Link.
Something Ice Blue Mink.
Yeah.
Tat on my wrist, so I don't know what permanent is.
Permanent, yeah.
Some of them were I think it went all the way up to $17,000.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine, like, wasting the money on that.
That's almost...
And you can never sell it again, because it's fucking... Because
it's obsolete technology.
It's obsolete technology, right. Yeah.
So they really fucked up.
Well, the band, that's where it really maintains its value, the band.
Yeah, it's not. I think it's like a piece of. It's also a piece of like
you could just
leather or plastic.
You could just attach a Neopet to it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? Then you're looking cool.
A Tamagotchi.
Yeah, get a Tamagotchi.
Adam's Tamagotchi.
I don't play Tamagotchi.
Adam plays Tamagotchi.
Yes, I don't play Neopets. Tamagotchi.
He texts us about it all the time.
Adam's on a full size desktop PC right now playing Club Penguin.
How many
with
times?
His baby friends from the internet.
How many times I gotta tell you I
that's
don't
the only
play.
Thing that's not blocked by NetNanny, which his parents keep on his computer, so he doesn't watch PG-13 movies.
Adam, we'll pay for your phone bill, but you have to have NetNanny.
Have you seen that movie, Four Lions? That's how Adam, the terrorists
Adam,
talk to
Adam, Adam age 30, watching his first PG-13 movie. Throwing a diaper and giving two thumbs up to the camera.
I love the mask.
They cuss in some of them.
That's cool, man.
And they show a tit sometimes.
No, they don't.
Titanic.
Was that 13?
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. I love titties in the PG-13 movies.
Yeah.
So they fucked. So the Google Glass isn't going to go.
Google Glass is
coming back for factory workers.
No, Google Glass didn't. It's funny that they would do factory workers, because the reason Google Glass failed is because they fucking beta tested it in the Bay Area and all these like rich gentrifying nerds were wearing them around and getting beaten up. Wearing fucking $3,000 millionaire computer boy glasses.
Fuck yeah, dude. I would love to beat up a nerd wearing that shit.
Yeah, no, all it took was like two viral videos of people wearing Google Glass being like, and here I am recording everyone at the bar without their permission.
All you have to do is throw a stick in front of their Segway, wait for them to fall off and beat the shit out of them. Pull their running shoes off their feet.
What would be amazing is if Google Glass, if all that shit like fucking got really popular, I would write a computer virus and hack into the Google Glass so that it would recognize what bunched up toilet paper looks like and always add extra shit on the toilet paper, and then you can trap the entire nation in the bathroom continuing to wipe their ass indefinitely
because
they never know when they're done.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's the most brilliant thing.
Good
you could
prank,
do
Nick.
To fuck up Google Glass.
No, that wouldn't be to fuck up Google Glass. That would be my fucking world domination shit.
While everyone's shitting, what are you doing?
Robbing the banks.
Oh, motherfucking the coward Jesse Joyce. Whatever the fuck.
The coward Jesse Joyce.
What's that?
Shut the fuck up, dude. You don't even know what you're referencing.
What the fuck am I thinking? The assassination of...
Shut the fuck up, Adam, you fucking retard. Oh, I have to let him know what it actually is. I have to show everyone that I know...
The second half.
He doesn't know any of it, so let him fucking continue to say it, dumb. Don't correct him.
That way.
You fucking idiot.
I'm sorry.
You fucking fun-ruining fucking teacher's pet
I'm
bitch.
Not a teacher's
shut
pet.
The fuck up.
Teachers never liked me.
God damn it.
I got it. Hold on. The assassination...
I know what it is.
...of Robert Ford... Of something Ford. By the coward Jesse James. The assassination of Jesse James by the coward something Ford. Right? That's it, right?
Yeah. Jesse Joyce.
No, Jesse Joyce is a comic.
The coward Jesse Joyce, dude.
Dude, have you seen...
I hope Jesse Joyce hears
Jesse
that.
No, I fuck with Jesse Joyce. He's funny as
no,
shit.
No, he hates you, dude.
Coward, dude.
Jesse Joyce...
I didn't mean that.
Just called out Jesse Joyce. We all
no,
everyone,
I
want everyone to message Jesse Joyce and say, stop, called out Jesse
don't.
Joyce
I
hard.
Really respect
and called him a Howard.
Call him a coward.
He's a great, called him a coward,
he's
dude.
A great joke writer.
That is
writer.
A terrible insult.
I didn't mean that to him. I was trying to come up with a fucking movie
he's
about bank
he's the head writer
robbers.
Of At Midnight, bro.
It's always canceled.
Respect. No, he's not.
It wasn't he?
No, that show's off the air.
Is it done?
He's a great roast joke.
Canceled.
Writer.
Thank God. Dude.
Yeah.
Well, thank God. You want people out of work, Adam?
Yeah.
It's fucked up, bro.
They picked up my new show. It's called Let's Talk About Race, Baby.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
At Midnight?
It used to be like the most successful show.
It still is. People fucking watch that show. I don't know. I think maybe like
Twitter,
like
the show?
Yeah, it was like Hardwick, I think, just didn't want to do it anymore. Or
Hardwick?
Yeah, I mean,
how much money does that guy have?
Chris Hardwick?
He's probably rich as shit.
Oh, and considering like the combined income or combined wealth with his wife, it's like,
what's his wife do?
His wife is the heiress to like the Hearst Empire.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I'm trying to get a fucking...
Hardwick came from Singled Out, dude. He was the host of Singled Out with Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, I remember.
And then he became America's preeminent nerd comedian.
Yeah, what a nerd. What a handsome
nerd. Yeah, he's like, looks great.
Somebody sent me
glasses.
Yeah. Somebody sent me, remember Chris Berelick?
Star Wars?
Remember Chris Berelick?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me, he's being dragged in the San Francisco comedy scene
Why?
As a creep and a predator.
Ugh.
Because, get this, he told some girl she had an obnoxious laugh.
What?
So now we have to warn all the female comics that Chris Berelick is...
Chris Berelick is a predator.
Some girl wrote a blog because he went up there. First of all, the thing to know about Chris Berelick is he's autistic.
Of course.
It's not the like way you accuse everyone you know who's kind of an asshole of being autistic.
Like
now. Right. He's a fucking, like, he's... He can't control himself. He doesn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, he just doesn't fucking know any better.
Yeah.
And I guess he went up to some girl like at a show and was like, "You have the most obnoxious laugh in the world. I hope you die alone." he said that to her, which is like,
"Wait, I hope you die alone?"
Yeah, it's rude, but it's also he's retarded. I don't know what you want from him, but he's a retarded man. So yeah, she wrote a thing, and she's like, after discussing it with several other female comics who have said that, yeah, he has creepy behavior like this. You just look at him, and you know that this is the kind of misogynist, and it's like, there's nothing sexist about it.
No.
He's a fucking retarded guy.
Yeah.
He's just being rude because he doesn't have social skills.
Right.
And there's nothing sexual about it either. He's not a fucking creep.
Yeah, that's so weird to couch it in those terms.
Yeah.
That's not at all what's happening.
Yeah.
You could say, this guy's a dick, I don't want to hang out with him, but right. What the fuck are you blogging about?
Yeah. So I'm on the side of Berelick here, which there was when he was at GW, and I forget how I even heard this story.
I thought he was in New York for a little bit.
No, he went from DC to the Bay Area.
Just straight, yeah.
Yeah, when he was a student at GW, he was bullied by by these students who wrote something in like the school paper or whatever and created a character named Barry Chrislick.
Oh shit.
And
the Hatchet. Shout out to the GW Hatchet.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever read that?
No.
Yeah. All of the stuff you read was like waterproof, floated in the bathtub.
For babies.
Yeah, like a baby book.
Yeah, they make a baby version of Harper's Bazaar. I read it every month.
Highlights?
Yeah.
Highlights. Disney magazine.
Adam's chewing on a teething ring right now.
It's not funny. Now you guys have definitely crossed the line.
Oh man.
Hell yeah, dude.
That one gets me fucking good.
One of those little fucking things with things that spin around.
Fidget spinner?
Yeah. No, with the babies. Doo doo doo.
A mobile.
Doo doo dun 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 dun.
Nice.
Right? The coward Jesse Joyce.
The coward. Bro, I'm fucked up. I need some food.
So I gotta get my brain working. You were born in Baltimore? Mm-hmm. You weren't born in the old country?
Nah.
What would it have been like if you were a baby over there?
I would have been fucked, dude.
You think?
Everything would have been horrible. First of all, fat people get bullied like straight up.
Well, maybe you would have worked on sports.
I don't think
you probably would have been European and not fat.
You think so?
I think America did this to you.
It is America's fault.
Of course,
I'm
going to
sue.
Sue America.
I'm going to sue America, dude.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why I'm fat.
Everything would be the same. If you grew up in Greece, you would be a morbidly obese middling comedian with a cum podcast.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
What?
You just wouldn't speak English at all?
I would just do stand up to no one.
Yeah.
There'd be no, I would just do 20 minutes in between like plays.
Yeah, you'd make fun of Albanians and stuff.
I would love to make fun of Albanians.
Look at this Albanian in the front row. Look how tight his shirt.
Look over here, eh? Hey, what are you, a homosexual, eh?
Yes. Oh, whoopsie-daisy.
Working the clubs in Mykonos.
Oh, dude, Mykonos.
Everyone in the crowd is gay.
Everyone would be gay.
Dude, I heard these two gay guys on the train. I was just eavesdropping on them, and they were just talking about real vacation. Mature, dude. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. They were just
Which
talking
train?
About vacation.
The tiny train that goes around the mall that's for babies?
Where'd you get on KB Toys? Bitch.
The baby train.
I'm going to go from KB Toys to Orange Julius and get each other about 99-cent child's cone. Hop back on, take it to Oshkosh, get some suspenders.
Adam's like, can I use the bathroom? And he goes in there, he's like, yo, where's the platform with the little koala on it? Where's your guys' koala platform?
Just lay on that, take your pants off and shit.
I'm the most mature guy on this podcast. This bit doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, but we're enjoying it thoroughly.
Ah, fuck, yeah, that one's good for me.
It does feel nice to see you guys so happy.
Anyway, you're listening.
This is Adam discovering Fisher Price, and he goes, Price?
Shut up.
Fuck. Go ahead. You saw gay guys.
Oh, yeah.
They
were just talking about going to Greece.
Say the homophobic thing you're about to say.
Yeah. That you only listened to while you were.
They weren't even making sentences. They just kept saying, like, Mykonos, resort. Resort, Mykonos. Black sand, white sand. Tan, butt fuck, Mykonos. They're just like, they weren't even making sentences.
I flew on a plane next to these two gay guys, and it was one of those, like, they're both twinks, but one of them was, like, sassier. So that was the alpha. The alpha, I guess. And, you know, like, there's that, whatever that noise that's just in an airplane, they're like,
the ambient noise, yeah.
That, like, awful noise.
It's terrible.
So I couldn't really hear them. They were sitting right next to me, and all I could hear was, like, the sibilance of their, like, affectation or whatever. So it was just like,
just like they're like the Seinfeld
the
music?
Like effect like all the S's. It was just nothing but S's, and it sounded like two snakes sitting next to me,
two gay snakes
coming back from vacation.
Wow,
that's such a great bit.
This is a smart podcast.
The gay snake bit.
The gay snake.
You brought up making fun of gay guys. I wouldn't even do
I
it.
I think it's funny.
You know what?
Fucked up, bro.
People don't understand that I just try to keep the show going. You
What's
know?
The gay
Whatever
snake?
You
bit?
Take it's Zach Galifianakis. Fucking, this is my impression of a gay snake.
yeah, that's a good.
That's so fun.
That is great.
Yeah,
he did, all those characters he did were so good, and everyone did them.
Everyone, people are still ripping off Zach Galifianakis from 15 years ago.
Yeah,
yep.
All the shitty fucking, like, you know, yeah, dude. There's just something about bar shows, like those fucking guys. Go this is a character I'm working on.
When
no,
was that
it's not.
Special
no.
from?
This is
that, special, that special was like 2006.
Live at the Purple
right?
Onion. Yeah, it was fucking 2000. Yeah, I think 2006. Yeah.
And then he was on the Comedians of Comedy.
Yeah.
Before that,
that was also 2006.
That was like 2006.
My mom's Grand Caravan got a flat tire on my way to that shit. I missed the show. The one at
Zach
the Wrecker. Yeah. I was gonna go see it.
What the
Comedians of Comedy?
Me and Matt Stovall went.
Really? Fuck.
The one at the Black Cat.
Oh no, I went to the one. I was gonna go to the one in Towson.
Yeah, and that one was like it was Morgan Murphy, who's not like bad, but she was like 24 at the time, you know, and then. Yeah.
The tall guy.
Yeah, Posehn was there. Posehn was there, but I think it was just the three of them.
Oh, that sucks.
Wait, wasn't there that skinny guy who was like the host for all of alt comedy for 20 years? What's his name?
Blaine Kapach. Blaine was not on that.
He
show.
Wasn't there.
No. Was he on the tour? It was Bamford. It was Bamford.
Bamford was not there. I know Bamford.
Bamford wasn't there.
Bamford and Zach Galifianakis were not at that show.
Oh, that sucks.
And I was like, oh, whatever. I mean, I got there for free.
Oh.
Stovall, like, bought the ticket for me.
Shouts out to Stovall.
Yeah, dude. Stovall used to hook it up. Stovall brought me to, like, three or four just shows for free.
I fuck with that guy, dude.
Dude, he was my, like, boy when we started. I would see. Because he used to hang out with all those, like, that like the black comic crew.
Yeah.
All those fucking is like Lawrence and Naeem and and those guys.
He had a bit about,
I think they made him fuck a prostitute for his birthday. And he got genital warts from the prostitute.
He got genital warts?
I think it's not, or he got genital warts from fucking his friend's mom or something. But I remember them. I remember them buying him like
Matt.
A black prostitute for his birthday.
Shouts out to Matt Stovall.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Hilarious.
He had a bit about a homeless guy trying to outsmart a pharmacist for drugs, and I was a big fan of. He's doing like
sports or some shit. So shout out to Maddie.
He's like a sports like radio guy or something?
I think so. Some shit like that. I follow him on Twitter.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
I'll fuck with that boy, dude. Damn, I've never been forced. Did I tell a story about my cousin tried to sneak my, at the time, 12-year-old brother?
Yeah, into a whorehouse.
Yeah. My mom caught him. He was so scared to fuck a prostitute, and my cousin was just like, it doesn't matter, dude. You're gonna become a man.
at what age, 12?
My brother was 12.
Yeah, nice.
That was the same trip to Greece where my father sat my other little brother down while watching a James Bond themed porno and tried to teach him like fucking techniques. And he was just like they were like watching, and he was like, they were going over film. Can you cocksuckers put your phones down? Come on,
no,
man.
No,
I'm
no,
telling
no.
I'm relaying, I was we're listening. Relaying I'm listening beautiful to the information.
Story. I was listening. You're watching porn with
doesn't
your dad.
Doesn't matter, dude. It's over. You know, it was a James Bond porn, and his dick was really big. And I was gonna, at the end, there was a funny bit where his
Continue.
Dick is so big that it knocks a woman over. And you only see the silhouette, and there was a big laugh, but I'm not even going to say that now.
Did your dad find that funny?
He found it very funny. I did too. Oh, I was, man. My dad never taught me how to fuck. That was the worst part, dude. It was like he was just showing favoritism to the sexiest son. He just assumed me and
the
George weren't going to fuck. Yeah. So my dad just, that's, you know,
he wouldn't let his bald sons learn.
First of all, I had beautiful flowing locks then.
Stav went bald in fifth grade.
I wish, dude. That'd be funny.
That was my stepsister's boyfriend when we were like 15.
Went bald?
Yeah, he was like a year older, but his hairline was receded all the way to the back of his head.
Oh,
yeah. But he was like a grunge guy, so he still had like long hair.
Hell yes.
Had, you know, like long hair, flannels or whatever. Oh. But then he would like, you know, run the hand through his hair.
And it would just start at his ears.
You see like how far back his fucking hair started.
I always feel so bad for those guys.
Yeah.
You see them on Facebook like 4 years later and they're just regular bald guys. They had so much edge when they were like 16.
Yeah.
And they just fucking can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Some of us can maintain our edge.
Yeah.
Like me.
No,
you've really never had a single edge.
I'm very curvy.
You're all curved.
I got fat, I think, in third grade. In preschool, I was a sexy little boy, though, dude. Kindergarten.
Did you have girlfriends early?
No.
I used to have girlfriends like kindergarten, first grade, second grade. I would have a lot of girlfriends.
Ooh, did you fuck?
We'd like kiss and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then like, then it stopped.
Did you get hard?
Then it stopped until like you know, junior year of high school.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I did not have girlfriends or anything like that, but I remember in kindergarten it was playtime and I was paired up with this one white trash girl who clearly had a horrible childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing like a house, and her version of playing house was she was the mommy and I was the daddy, and she yelled at the daddy for not having a job. and then she fucking took a baby, she took a doll and like put it under her dress and then like popped it out and started screaming and was like, I need to go to the hospital. It was so jarring. I remember it to this day, dude. And I was just like, and I went home and I told my mom, and she's like, what? She just immediately called my fucking preschool teacher, and I just was switched to a different person. Yeah, this girl had a horrible life for sure.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I used to like we used to just get into fights playing Power Rangers because we always decided to play Power Rangers.
Who were you
the whole time? Well, we'd never be able to start because everyone wanted to be fucking Red Ranger.
Yeah,
Adam would just hear Power Rangers and even start crying because it was too grown up for him. He's like, I want to play Tiny Toon Adventures.
I was always the Red Ranger.
Nick
is loving this bit. This is the happiest I've seen him since the woodworking.
Guys, I'm a bachelor of arts.
Just
okay, you guys have to respect
me. Power Rangers are too grown up.
Your mom has to call ahead when they show a movie.
Adam needs to watch Paddington Bear instead.
Good pull, dude.
Paddington Bear.
He's a gay bear with it's a rain jacket bear. That's all Adam can handle.
But not when it's raining.
Yeah. They made a Paddington movie a couple of years ago. I saw it on
Of course you did. You saw it. You went to the theater with
No, I saw
dressed
it
on Guardian. In the coat and the little hat.
I was
wearing
a suit. I was on a flight because I dress up to travel. I'm like a man from the 1940s.
Mm-hmm. I remember my friend Brendan found one time. He's like, this is a type of mental disability that children can have called Fragile X syndrome. Whoa. Which is not fucking electronic music related, as the name might imply. But they have these suits that they make for them that are like cuffed rubber suits. Because they
chromosome thing?
Well, they tend to play with their own shit. So it's a suit that just seals all their shit in the suit like a star, man. And they can inflate the suit with shit and they can't get at it to play with
it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How old?
I don't know, like Adam's age.
So these are like little babies just fucking wallowing in shit?
Yeah, it's for like children.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's wild. Why would you want to play with shit?
Baboons do it all the time.
Yeah,
it's true. What do it all the time?
Baboons.
Shut the fuck up. You know how the fuck that word is pronounced.
I pronounce it in the South African way.
Shut up, dude.
I lived there as a child.
And they have baboons there, so I would imagine that's the right way to pronounce it.
That's how they said it. I remember seeing baboons as a kid.
When you say baboons, is that just what you called black people in South Africa?
That's a cheap joke, and I don't accept it. Mm-hmm. I was actually... We only arrived after the apartheid, so... Mandela's in charge.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Your family was responsible for apartheid.
You know that...
Doesn't your family go way back in, like, the accounts for the slave traders?
No, actually, no.
Isn't that what Friedland means in South African?
No, we were in Eastern Europe at that time, and Lithuania being very cold Jews.
I don't think so.
We were just standing around. I'm so cold.
No, what happened was his family was asked to leave Europe because the Nazis were like, look, we don't need any more names. Thank you. You've already earned your freedom. But you guys got to get out of here because it's going to look weird. If you're the only family we don't kill, we have 6 million names. We don't need any more names. And then they went to South Africa. And there's a man that said, please share this coconut of peace with us. And then they enslaved that guy and took his coconut.
You know the truth. The thing is that this fucking...
Then his grandfather was like, it's so hot down here, I have to rape. I have to invent raping. It's too hot to not rape.
God, it's very funny.
Isn't that right, Adam? Isn't everything Nick said
yes,
correct?
Yes, it's completely 100%.
It's real.
Yeah, we were all part of Rhodesian death squads. Me and my family. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That's my favorite podcast.
Atrocities.
That's my favorite podcast on the Gas Digital Network is Rhodesian Death Squad.
Yeah. No, my parents had to leave because they were anti-apartheid and they were on a list by the secret police. And we went back after Mandela came to power. Yeah.
For how long? Wait, you went?
Yeah, I lived there when I was a kid for 3 years.
I didn't know that.
For 2 years, sorry. Yeah.
What
I turned
age?
4, 5, and 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I started school. I went back to America and started school. So, but I was in pre-K there. But I had an accent when I was a little kid.
You didn't start kindergarten until you were 6 years old?
I think, no, I started first grade. I did kindergarten there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Too bad it's all lies. That would be a cool story. It's sort of a redeeming story if it wasn't a complete lie.
Yeah.
You all know your family's a war criminal past.
No, we were not.
A couple of Jesse
my
Joyces.
My grandfather.
Couple of Gower Jesse Joyces.
My grandfather probably did some shitty things. I don't know. I don't know.
That means he knows and he doesn't want to say.
Well, no, because he got super lucky and like made whatever. I don't want to tell.
Ooh, no, tell the story. Money. Made money.
Uh-oh. He was probably a pretty
my
cool,
dad says,
way.
My dad thinks that he had office buildings and my dad suspects that his father rented office space to the secret police. But that might be bullshit.
He was a landlord for the secret police. Oh my god,
that dude. Is unbelievable.
My grandfather would help the Nazis find deals. He was like Groupon for the.
He was a broker.
But then my dad.
This one has a nice view of the Blicks.
My dad ended up being on a list because they thought he was a potential political enemy, and then they tried to draft him into the army. And my mom
doesn't agent. Make up for it.
Double
doesn't,
agent, huh?
Doesn't matter.
Fuck my grandfather. I don't give a fuck about
there
him.
There you go.
Yeah.
My grandfather just fucking bought a bunch of exotic birds.
Yeah.
He never did anything with his life.
Yeah, well, it's a shitty place.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a fucking hilarious way to live your life.
Dude, just he collecting spent all, birds. Dude, no joke. He ruined an apartment. We were the way our fucking apartment building, there was like with each family shit? Had a floor. Yeah. So yeah. The bottom floor was my aunt. The middle floor was my grandparents. The third floor was my uncle's, and the fourth floor was supposed to be ours. And while we were in America, my dad would like go when I was really young. He would go and like put work into it. You know, he would like do the electric one summer. He would go back and put tiles and shit in it because my dad always thought we were going to move back to Greece. And then when there was like 4 years in between when it just like didn't look like we were moving back, you know, my grandfather just my dad replaced all the tiles. Everyone got mad at my grandfather because he had like literally 300 birds on his balcony and it was just squawking and there was shit everywhere, so they told me he had to move them, and he just put them indoors in our apartment. Shit everywhere, dude.
That's absolutely
he had
disgusting.
Like 400 or 500 and just ruined the tiles. Just
I mean, I think ruining that apartment is pretty much as bad as anything my grandfather made.
He spent all his retirement
my
money.
Grandfather was tidy, okay.
I'll give him that.
I don't know if it's true. This is something that my dad suspects.
That means he did worse shit, and that's what your dad is telling you.
No, he didn't do worse shit. No.
I think if you Google war criminal Friedland,
shut the fuck up.
Whatever comes up is the answer.
But yeah, shout out to Stavros Halkias. Also, that was his name. Also, I'm named after him. And he played the lottery. He also played the lottery.
Buying a bunch of birds. That's hilarious.
Not just birds, but the lottery every day.
That's fine. A lot of people do that.
That's cool.
Not a lot of people fucking blow all their money on birds.
Yeah, and he wouldn't let my grandmother turn the lights on because he was that cheap. But he would buy them like expensive vitamins to make his bird's coat shiny.
He was a total piece of dog shit.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, your collection of exotic birds. I would do something like that.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah, I know. No.
I know you would.
Have I told you the macaws?
They were like little. They were like little colorful birds. They're like, I don't know, some tropical shit. Did I ever tell a story about how my grandparents got
when I was in
married?
Puerto Rico? Some guy walked down the street and he had 3 macaws on him.
Hell yeah.
3 full-size big-ass birds hell just yeah, like dude. Clinging to him.
And have you seen a bird guy on the subway recently?
What?
You know that guy on the Q train, the bird guy?
No, I don't ride the Q
train. He has that hat.
Why would I ride the Q train?
It's fun.
Why do you ride the Q train?
You go over the Manhattan Bridge. It's cool.
Why do you ride the Q train?
I just, you know, I ride all types
you
of trains.
You have no business riding that train.
Yeah, I take it to the fucking Barclays Center. I walk home, you piece of shit. It's an 11-minute walk.
Where are you going on the Q train?
To the city,
from
dude.
From the city.
What are you doing in the city?
If I'm near a Q train, I will take it home.
Why are you in the city?
Shut the fuck
what
up.
What business could you possibly
you
have?
You tarnished the name of my family and me. He's calling me a baby for 40 minutes.
He's going to Toys R Us in Times Square.
About
the one that closed 7 years ago.
He's just
to
laying,
ride the Ferris
he's just,
wheel.
He's just laying roses at the site.
Yeah. No, I've picketed, where's the Ferris wheel?
I've picketed the closure.
His diaper full of Nickelodeon gack.
I've spent the last 3 years or 5 years picketing the closure of the FAO Schwartz in Manhattan.
Adam goes FAG Schwartz. That's nice. Adam's nickname is FAG Schwartz.
Woo! FAG Schwartz. That is a good one, my friend. Yeah, that's a good, real good one, bro.
Real good.
Yeah, good one, Dick. Yeah, shut up. Well, guys,
were you making the baby voice? Were you just talking in your regular voice?
That was my actual
voice. Oh, dude, you
voice.
Upset him so much, his actual voice snuck out.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk about me like that.
I think we should talk about politics on this show.
Let's talk about Skawamuchi.
Skawamuchi's wife is weaving him.
Is she?
Yeah, today.
Hell yeah, dude.
Really?
Today. Yeah.
That actually does rule.
Yeah. She left him today.
Yo, have you seen his mom?
I don't understand why divorce is funny.
Divorce is one of the funniest things. It's a
serious topic. Oh, man. I found two great forums.
Oh, yes.
I found a model train forum where the topic was... has your ex-wife tried to take the trains in the divorce?
Oh, yes, dude.
And one guy was like, all right, I heard about a guy that got divorced and his wife and the new boyfriend came in and destroyed everything train-related in the house. And then some guy responds, I would have killed her. and then I was like Googling, you know how like you know, you'd be walking around and someone would be like, I just need canned milk for my baby,
right? Yeah, what is that?
It's I don't know what the fuck thing. It is. So I Googled like canned milk EBT scam, yeah. Like how does it work, like what are the mechanics of it, and
tell us about those welfare queens.
Yeah, and I found a thread on ar15.com and the topic was witnessed an EBT purchase today at Costco. And then the guy lists the things they bought, and it's like Mountain Dew Code Red, Starbucks Frappuccinos, you know, and other people are like, I can't believe this. This is pissing me off.
You should have used your AR-15s and killed
them.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, well, they're mad that people are using... First of all, they're mad that they even have EBT cards, right. But then they think, like, you know, if they have EBT cards, they should only be allowed to buy, you know, hardtack and fucking...
Government porridge.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. These poor people are doing something that makes them smile.
Yeah, right.
I hate it when black people smile.
Yeah. No, that thread was.
You know, you can use your EBT card at farmers markets in New York City.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can get good vegetables and shit.
Yeah, but
that
shit's so expensive. Yeah.
No, the one in Union Square is not that expensive.
It's pretty expensive.
No,
bro.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, but
especially
it's also
if you go
like
at the end of the day, guys. If you go at the end of the day,
how often do you do that? You don't have an EBT card. Most people only go buy nice vegetables once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while.
It's much easier just live off shit.
Well, if it's part of your commute, if you like go home from Union Square, it's like not that bad. Yeah. I mean, it's right there.
It's like as much as people say, like, you know, oh, well, processed foods are so bad for you or whatever. It's like, it's so much fucking easier. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I'll trade off whatever 10 years of my life I'm losing for the convenience of a hot pocket.
Yeah, but you also just feel shit like shit.
I'm going to feel like shit anyways.
I don't know, dude. When I'm really on my shits, when I'm really fucking eating veggies and meats and only that, I feel so... Like, the last couple of weeks, I haven't been as devout a paleo warrior, and I felt horrible.
Well, you look great, so...
Thank you, Adam. Yeah. I appreciate it, but...
Yeah. Adam's just saying that because you look like the baby that he feels like he should be.
I wish I was.
How jealous of you of my physique. What if I get to be a baby forever?
What if like you guys come over to my new apartment, I just have a crib and I'm
that would be the best.
He's just holding a picture of Donald Duck and smiling at it.
I love
Donald. This is my friend Donald.
President
you fucking
Donald.
Baby. I'm not a baby.
Oh fuck. Yeah, so I'm not a baby.
But you actually are, though.
I'm not actually a baby.
You actually
are. You know what's weird is that
like, who's the hottest girl you think?
The hottest girl?
Yeah. Just name someone you think is real hot.
Like Salma Hayek.
Okay, so Salma Hayek, amazing.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Yeah. Long-time crush of mine.
Huge. Yeah,
best, one of the best pairs of...
Gazons
I've ever seen.
Yeah, sweater puppies.
You got... You went home with the...
Yes.
With her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And mm-hmm. she took her clothes off and she was wearing a little baby diaper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she had like a little bit of caca in there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you keep going?
If yeah, what the fuck? Would I
You would keep going?
I mean, even I would like, clean her up. I would get a couple baby wipes.
You'd get
some
wet wipes.
Yeah, I would do the whole thing.
You do the whole thing.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, to fuck Salma Hayek, change her diaper? Yeah, dude.
All right, so I guess you have a baby fetish.
Fuck that, dude. I would immediately take a picture and then blackmail her and threaten to sell it to TMZ.
God.
You know how much fucking money Salma Hayek has?
That's why you're a monster,
the clown prince.
Yeah, all right.
That's why I'm a businessman.
I'm a lover, dude.
Kansas City businessman.
Some people are lovers, other people are blackmailers.
How about this? I think I've asked you this years ago. The woman you want to fuck the most, right? If she's like, hey, I want to fuck, or here's what I want to do. I want to eat your ass. Mm-hmm. You can never tell anyone, and that's all that's going to happen is she eats your ass.
That's it.
That's it. And you can't tell anyone. She doesn't jerk you off. You don't jerk off. Would you get your ass eaten by her?
Yeah, why not?
But that's not like a...
There's no downside to it.
I'm just asking.
The fuck, yeah. You don't understand how hypothetical
no,
question.
No, it's not a good hypothetical question. All right, question
hypothetical
at all.
Question. Somebody comes to you and says they're going to give you $1 million.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But you have to keep the money. Do you do it?
Well, I'm just asking here, boys.
I'm just, yeah. So I would let some. I've had my ass licked.
Great.
Before. Actually, I at first was not very comfortable with it. And I'm still kind of not very comfortable with it, but it just tickles too much.
Yeah,
I
agree with that. It's weird having your diaper off for too long, huh? You gotta have the nappy back on so you can feel safe and you're scoot around.
I'm sorry that I have a libido, Nick. I'm a lover.
A diaper libido?
Not a diaper libido.
To fuck diapers?
Guys, I can never wear diapers under my Japanese skinny jeans.
It is true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
No, you just have secret Japanese diapers.
Also, would a baby have an earring? I don't think so.
Yeah, a gay baby would.
They thought you were a girl. Your dick was so small, they're like, oh, that's a girl. And they would pierce her ear.
You know how they do in every nursery. They put one earring in every girl.
The doctor's like, I've seen a million girl babies.
We like literally like the podcast, the formula for the podcast is that we act like we're in eighth grade, but in this episode we've literally entered like second or first grade.
This is by far the dumbest episode we've ever done in our lives.
This is like one of the most immature. It's very funny and I'm happy to be your foil, But yeah, I mean, this is a new low even for us. I'm not saying a low in terms of.
I think you're just being defensive because this is the most offended you've been.
Yeah,
I'm not offended.
We've kind of nailed you to the wall this whole episode.
You're fucking gonna go home and cry about being a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the episode.